Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly, more or less, what's going to happen.
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
The last standing Albertsons has fallen, I just found out, in St. George.
That was my breaking news on our show.
Well, yeah, from a couple years ago. That was my first job, though. Like, well, that's not my first job. I picked up roadkill in Texas and painted fire hydrants. That was my first gig as an eighth grader. But
I cleaned out.
I didn't get paid for that. That was just for fun.
Manure from a slaughterhouse pens, holding pens. That was a fun job.
This is the thing is you have to have a job like that so you can tell your kids, you know what I did when I was 14 for $3.14 an hour. It really was. It was like less than $4 an hour.
$5 every Saturday. That's what I got.
Oh, my gosh.
Just get the job done.
As soon as I got a paycheck, too, it was like, I'm going to buy that new Nirvana CD. I was like, my entire existence. But I bagged groceries at Albertsons, so we hardly knew ye, St. George Albertsons. We wish you back sometime. Joining us in the studio right now, Jake Burt's with us. And Jake, before we get too far into the weeds here, we're going to make you play along with What Are the Odds today. So here's how it works. We give you a scenario. You tell us a percent chance that thing is going
to
happen
from
or not.
From 0 to 100%.
Yeah. Scott sometimes picks 100. Yeah. And
that's a Mexican soccer player. We don't know.
We try to do a number with that, with a jersey on top of it. So we'll kind of put you, we're putting you on the spot here. We did not tell you we were going to do
ready.
This.
I'm ready. Right.
What are the odds the Jazz make the playoffs and they even maybe you're in that non-play-in, like a 6-and-up type seed here?
What are the odds?
They're a game and a half out of that.
Out of six.
Game and a half out of six.
Game and a half, you know.
With 11 left.
They're going to play hard. You know the Jazz always do right there. I mean, it's strong 50% chance right here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be right on there.
All right.
So 50? 50-50.
50-50?
Yeah. I'm going to go, I think it's a little bit higher than 50%.
What is it?
I'll go Mark Eaton.
53%.
Yeah. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, Scott always finds a way to shoehorn in the great Mark Eaton. And you should. Yeah. You should. I'm going to go with lower. I'm going to go.
You're a party.
Remember when Bob Barker was like, higher, lower. Like, I just watched so much freaking Prices Right.
You're just a party pooper.
No, I'm just trying to be a realist here. I'm going to give it a Lowry Markkanen 23% chance that they get into the 6+. Now, I think they could get into a play-in game, and if they get into a play-in game, they'll be playing probably on the road.
A game and a half out of six.
Yeah. They're going to lose to the Trailblazers tomorrow night just because
it
they will.
Fitting, yeah.
Just because I have no idea how to predict this team. You can't. So, I don't know. I would love for him to get into a play-in. And Locke, you know, he's come on this show, and he's like, dude, if we can just get – how awesome would that be to get a game? Maybe you steal one, and then you're like – suddenly playing again to maybe be playing more. It just is. It's cool, man. Okay, Jake, what are the odds that Bryson Barnes starts as Utah's quarterback versus Florida in the opener? We don't know where the – they keep saying that Cam Rising is going to be ready. Yeah. He's going to be healthy.
Yeah.
I never know, and especially right after the surgery, that's hard to say. Oh, yeah, he'll be back. Who knows what
so
that
is. So it's 8 months.
Like.
We calculated, you know.
That's a quick turnaround.
That is a quick turnaround, but I mean – I go with Cam. I think Cam will be there.
There you go. Yeah.
It's a lower percent chance that Bryson Barnes is going to do it. What's Bryson's number? Is he 8?
Yeah.
I'll give it an 8% chance. 8%? No, he's like 16 or something. But either
way,
it's 16. Low.
He's 16.
Yeah, 16% chance he's going to be.
I think Tavion Thomas was 8.
I thought he was 9. Yeah, he was 9.
He was 9.
Yeah.
How about what's Cam? He's 7?
Yeah.
I'll give it a 7% chance.
Ah, thick
Bryson,
boy.
Bryson boy.
Are we still doing thick boy?
Thick boy 7?
If they tried to get away from that, I hope they do. That just sounds like.
It's an interesting
thing. It sounds like something you'd order at the, come on down to Kip's Big Boy where you can get the thick boy. That sounds terrible. Oh, Jake, you've been joining us. Nice enough for you to play along, Jake. So I appreciate you playing along.